Happy Tuesday, Susie.
Happy Tuesday, Mark.
It's a good Tuesday in May.
It is a good Tuesday in May. The sun is shining. The sky is blue.
Temperature is warm, but not hot.
Well, it's nice now. It's supposed to get up to 77, and that is hot for me.
Okay. Apparently, I operate in a wider temperature range than you do.
Max out at about 74.
But it is, there's a holiday weekend coming.
There is. Yes. We got Memorial Day weekend coming up in a few weeks. So just want to make sure that that's on everyone's radar. Plan ahead. It's a big promotional weekend for a lot of just retail in general.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Consumers are looking for that stuff. So good tip. Plan ahead. Use the library content and or premium offerings we have. Get them installed, set dates, so you don't have to really worry about it in the heat of the moment. Mm-hmm. That heat of the moment. Talked about temperature.
Yeah, I mean, it's like kind of the unofficial start of summer, so.
Yeah, so be ready.
Let's kick it off. Yeah, maybe take a second to, if you're going to have any different hours, make sure that you are updating your website, social, Google My Business, all that good stuff. Customers will be checking.
Yep. They'll want to know those things before they show up in the store.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. And then I had a fun little marketing idea. So the place that I get massages, they send out emails from time to time when they have same day appointments available. And that's what got me. I was like, oh, this sounds great. I'll go ahead and book appointments same day. And I thought this was a nice idea for a bike shop.
That's a great idea.
Right? It doesn't have to be same day. But maybe it's if you're sending out Tuesday marketing emails, maybe that just becomes a subtopic and you have your weekly openings in there. Or you're just looking for to boost your service department. Maybe put an email out that week that's just purely promoting your openings for appointments. Or maybe it's even like a weekly social post, you know, on Mondays, like, hey, this is what we have available. Get in now, quick turnaround.
Or maybe it's two or three or all of those things. I think that's a great idea. That's a great way to look at what could be dead time and turn it into something.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's also the type of email that your customers would want to pay attention to. It's like, oh, you know what? I've been meaning to get, I'm wearing out some stuff on my mountain bikes, all the same gears on both of my mountain bikes. But yeah, if I knew that I could just make it a quick turnaround, I book an appointment.
Cool. I like that.
Cool.
We've gotten a lot of questions recently about Google ads and paid ads in particular, and mostly around the recently released Google Local Inventory connection. So that we've had a ton of response to that. We've set up, I don't even know how many, 50 or 60 of those we either have set up or are setting up. It is admittedly very complicated to set up. And we don't, as a company, we don't really offer training or true support for Google products. They've got great support for that. So there's a lot of information in our help center that guides you to that. So you can set that up yourself, but it is complicated. And so we offer a paid setup for Google Local Inventory ads. So, but they are very successful. They do allow you to build ads around non-shippable products, particularly bikes, quite helpful. So if you're having a little trouble moving some bikes, I highly suggest you look into that and we'd be happy to help.
Yes, absolutely. And I love seeing local bike shop listings, you know, right next to major national retailers. I think it's really exciting.
Yep. Nudging out the REIs and the competitive cyclists and getting good local retailers in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. The other thing that I saw a lot of questions about this week revolved around supplier sync and supplier fulfillment. And I think that's because we've recently added a couple of new suppliers. Specialized is relatively recent, and then HLC and JBI, or JMB, have been added. So I've seen a lot of that. But remember, it's important to go into that from time to time and look, because we do add new suppliers. We do add new warehouses for existing suppliers, and we do add new suppliers that are doing the drop ship or fulfillment function. I think it's just... Yeah, I don't know if it's a no-brainer for every business, but for most businesses, I just think it's a great tool to broaden. First of all, broaden what you offer to your customer base without having to try and invest in everything, because inventory is expensive and you've got limited physical space, so leverage that warehouse. but also to delegate some of the fulfillment process. So, you know, you won't do every order via fulfillment, but some percentage of those orders that you don't have the inventory in the store, or you just don't want to give up what you do have on the floor because, you know, it's a busy weekend coming and you want to keep that there for local sales. Letting a supplier pick, pack, and ship that on your behalf is just, it's just good business. It's just a good way to leverage technology to save you labor and cost in the store and gain a sale that maybe from a timing standpoint would be tough to figure out without that technology. So I encourage everybody to at least look at that. I'm happy to talk about it with you. The client success team's happy to talk about how it works and how we're seeing success with it. You pair that up with some Google ads, it gets really powerful. Now you're running product-based ad campaigns around products that you may never even see. They may come in, those orders may come in when the ad is successful, and you may delegate that to a supplier. And that just seems like a good way to grow some sales.
And I love that it's really is, supplier sync is pretty customizable as well. You can really kind of select which brands and categories make the most sense for your business. And
that's true. Sometimes you've got a good, better, best floor pump in the store, and you turn on something like J&B in four or five of those 11 warehouses, and all of a sudden there's 65 floor pumps on your website. That's probably not effective. So we can use the exclusion settings to curate that content and make sure we've not overbroadened to things that just make it difficult to do business.
Yeah, sometimes too many options is challenging. I always feel that way when I'm hungry and you're like, well, I could just give me two options.
Yeah. Well, you want to broaden what you offer. You want to sell out of those warehouses, but you don't want to have product on your website that you just don't support as a business. So, you know, maybe you're a high-end mountain bike shop. You just don't want triathlon gear showing up on the website because that's just not what you're a professional at. Then that's what those tools are for, to curate out the things that just don't support your business.
Yeah, that's a great example.
Yeah. Time for Tech Tip Tuesday or Tuesday
Tech. I think so. What,
did we decide to call it something, or are we just...
I thought it was Tuesday Tech Tip.
Tuesday Tech Tips. So this week, again, related to some of the questions I saw about Supplier Sync, not long ago, it's probably been a year or so, we made a change to the catalog link pages, the thing that controls the way the mega menus look. So by default, most of the websites that we put live will just have a single shop tab at the top. So you click that and you see all the inventory. I happen to think that most people, most shoppers appreciate that. It's an easy way to see everything. There's not a lot of clicking going on. I get a good picture of everything on offer. I can go into the categories from there. But sometimes that's not the opinion. You want to separate out, say, have a mega menu that's just bikes or a mega menu that's just accessories. So you can do that now to some extent yourself with that tool. And so you might want to say, you know, I want to show bikes and clothing. Those are the two things that I'm really invested in this season. And then I'll have a third tab that says shop all. And that goes back to that same mega menu that you always see. It's pretty easy to do that within the tools. And in the description, I'll put a link to that that Help Center article. But just know it's a little easier than it used to be to do that because as merchants, you don't have access to the catalog structure to do the juggling that you had to do before this enhancement. So now you can make some of those changes. Now, there are limitations in that you can't select multiple categories. So if you wanted like four mega menus, bikes, parts, accessories, clothing, that would leave a few things out that wouldn't get picked up, and you can't multi-select. In that case, we do have to help out and do some rearranging of catalog structure, which only the client success team or smart detailing admins have access to, but we'll do that at no charge. So anyway, the moral of the story is if you're looking at your site and thinking, I'd rather see a different shopping experience, we've got tools for that, and we can help make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I see a lot of people pulling out maybe electric bikes, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a very good way to look at it. You might want everything the way it's been, except you just want to call out electric bikes in your top line navigation. This is an easy way to do that. You build a catalog link page. You select that, I think it's the third little radio button, and then choose that category of e-bikes. Save it, and you're done. Put that in navigation. It's a mega menu for just e-bikes.
Very cool.
Good.
Sometimes I dream of having an e-bike, but
You already know this. I used to always wonder what it would feel like to have the power to weight ratio of a pro cyclist. And I never had the opportunity to experience that until I rode an e-bike. And I went, ooh, this is nice.
I know. Yeah, it's about something for cruising around town, running errands. That sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah. I want one of the cargo bikes.
Yes.
Is it Dutch-style cargo bikes with the big thing on the front?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because Watts could ride it. Yeah, but Watts is almost 90 pounds.
It's a big boy.
He's a big boy, but I think he'd love riding around in that. And yeah. it's about the same size as the Miata I drive anyway.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It might be a little bit longer. It's a longer wheelbase than the Miata.
A little bit longer wheelbase than the Miata, but it's close.
Yes. Yeah. I have a neighbor and they throw their kids in there. It's pretty cute.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. This is good. Do you have any snack tips?
I don't have a very important snack tip of the week, but I did think heavily about snacks. I rode my bike a lot last week. I went for a good long for me gravel ride. And guess what I ate about halfway through?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Damn straight.
Ooh, they're just good.
It was excellent. And I managed to get like the bread to peanut butter and jelly ratio just right. Yeah, there was a substantial amount of peanut butter, but it wasn't oozing out.
Yeah, that's tough to do. I have now have other ways to carry stuff since I'm getting ready for a big gravel event.
Yeah,
which makes it easier because a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that's been in your back jersey pocket for 3 hours, it can be a little messy.
Yeah, luckily I was heading somewhere. Not, I guess, luckily on whatever, somewhere that there was no water and I was going to be out for about 5 to 6 hours. So I was wearing a pack. So my peanut butter and jelly sandwich was safe in my pack.
Beautiful. All right. Well, let's eat some more snacks and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Sounds great. We'll see you then.